TheExtract.com.
Okay.
Prepare yourself
for a talk radio experience
like no other.
Strap yourselves in and hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
TR back live. I'm going to go to your calls right now, and I got a bunch of other news coming up. It's very important, but let me just boil it down simply. Private banks took over the U.S. in 1913 monetarily. Since then, they've turned us into an engine of world government, the Anglo-American establishment, the British Empire, basically. And we go out and we protest the private Federal Reserve that says that it's above the law, above the president, above the legislative, the Congress, above the judicial, that no one can even investigate them, no one can look at them. You know, Congress has hearings on the president goes after Congress, the courts hear it. This is not our system of government to have these private banks doing whatever they want, and senators and House members ask them questions, and they say, we're not going to answer it. Okay? Now, Two weeks ago, we break the fact that there are federally written reports going out to the state police and local police saying that basically they have a Ron Paul sticker, criticize the New World Order, criticize the Federal Reserve. You can go read the reports that are up on the site that you're a terrorist. This becomes international news. Now, we get sent Army documents, and we've confirmed them. They're up on Infowars.com right now, that particularly in Texas, but all over the country, the Army was spying on us and reporting us as potential terrorists to local police who were there when we just protested the Federal Reserve. And they talk about terrorism. This is terrorism. This is criminal. Now, why do we have this report? More than any other candidate in the Republican or Democratic Party, Ron Paul got more money from the military. The military, the majority of them know about the New World Order, know about the FEMA camps because they're involved in it. They're very upset, and that's why we get these type of documents. That's why we got the MIAC report from state police in California and Missouri. That's why I got a Texas report we covered Friday that was even more insane, demonizing the American people. These are secret police. This is un-American, and it's a violation of federal law, the Posse Comitatus Act. I told you last week that stuff in Alabama was illegal, and now it's in the Houston Chronicle that it's illegal for the Army to be out on the streets. It's a violation of federal law, Posse Comitatus. So you got criminal bankers robbing and looting and bonusing themselves into Valhalla, into heaven. They're doing whatever they want, and then we, I mean, Ron Paul was at one of the things in Houston protesting, and I was there with his brother in Dallas. We're all over the country, every location. And we're the bad guys. But see, the military is on our side, so they know we're not the bad guys. They know we're the real patriots. And the police are waking up. And I've gotten some idiots sending me emails going, how come you're kissing up with the police and military now? The point is the commanders are bad pushing the New World Order. The high-level ones are globalist. But low-level, they know what's going on. We need to wake them up. We need to not just sit there and demonize them for no reason as society collapses. So let me explain something to people out there. And I'm not talking down to the general listeners that listen all the time. Most of you are smarter than I am. But for new listeners, freedom and liberty and not living in a third-world banana republic and not being robbed and ruled over and being enslaved is very, very rare. Freedom is very, very rare. Tyranny is the norm. The reason you have a nice house and a nice car can have a job, the reason the streetlights come on at night, the reason is because we have a rule of law. And having secret police and troops running around demonizing the American people is treason to the country and classical corruption. This is classical evil. Okay? It's that simple. And we've got another, coming up in April, another In the Fed demonstration all over the country. We'll be there. We'll be identifying the military and plainclothes spying on us. We'll be identifying those committing federal crimes. You are criminals. You are violating federal law. You know, they act like in the system, well, we can break any law we want, but the citizens will throw the book at them. Listen, criminals, it's just like Nazi Germany when Hitler took over the military. You don't want to be part of this evil. You need to choose which side you're on. And I've been saying that every day for the last few years, and the police and military are responding. They're saying we're on the American people's side. Good. Let's talk to Steve in Texas. Thanks for holding, Steve.
Yeah, hey, good evening, or good afternoon, Alex. I just want to say, first of all, that, you know, it's really too bad you didn't find out about the military spying on you at the end of February.
I said on air they'd be there. They're always there. They spy on peace groups, anti-death penalty groups, anti-immigration groups. It's illegal. There's military crawling all over us. I caught them making bribes to police chiefs to operate in cities a decade ago.
Yeah, I was going to say it's a shame you didn't find out about that in MIAC while you were making the Obama deception, because, boy, I tell you, that would have fit in so well.
Here's the deal. I'm making an Obama deception update or addendum that'll be out in 1 month. Yeah, no rest for us here. We're going to put out another one. Don't worry.
Yeah, before I get to the main reason I called, which is about martial law and a situation that happened here in Texas during Hurricane Ike, I just want to say I finally got to see the Obama deception last night. And it is definitely your best documentary. And the reason is because here I'm watching stuff that's actually going on now, not stuff that you're reporting on that's already occurred, even though there was that. This is like I was watching today's news as I'm watching the Obama deception. So, you know, kudos to you, Alex. You've done a fantastic job. This is definitely your best documentary, and I'm really encouraging everybody to get a copy of this and spread the word about this. I don't know if you heard about this, but last year, I live in Houston, and last year during Hurricane Ike, there's a town outside Houston called Lamar. It's near, I believe it's Bay City, along I-10. And this was all over the news for, I believe it was 48 hours, maybe more. They had actually had the city down under lockdown, and they used the term martial law.
No. They're doing it everywhere. The feds have told them. And I've contacted and talked to him. The mayor up in New York, Schenectady, said, oh, because we have police corruption, we're going to have martial law. That's the Capital News 9 out of the capital city. They're in New York reporting on the nearby city of Schenectady.
Not Schenectady.
Yes, Schenectady.
Yeah, because I'm from New York.
Yeah, okay. Well, I always get it wrong. The point is Schenectady. Yeah. You're right. Schenectady Police Chief Mark Charles said this is unprecedented, and it goes on headlines. Schenectady mayor considers options martial law.
Well,
so, see, everything now,
Alex,
oh, we got drunk drivers, the Army's going to be out. Oh, we got car wrecks, the Army. They're just using petty excuses. Well, what's wrong with the Army helping at car wrecks? They're just getting us ready. Go ahead.
Well, what I was going to say is this is where they actually had martial law in place. These people could not leave their homes. They said, if you leave your home, if we even catch you out in your front lawn, you will be arrested. Now, that's tyranny.
I remember, and again, they set the precedent with things that sound reasonable like this. And there's a lot of good old boy cops and military saying, good, good. Hey, the bankers are doing this so they can take over and take your pension fund, the value of your house, your stocks and bonds. So go ahead and feel like you're part of the establishment, some of you out there listening. The New World Order is going to go after you, too. You're not protected. Get ready. Good to hear from you, sir. I have time for one more call. All right, let's go ahead. I know we have this Schenectady clip. It's up on Infowars.com. But they don't want to believe it. Don't even play it. You know what? They don't want to believe us. Fine. Just enjoy the foreign bankers having their way with you. Josh in North Carolina, go ahead.
Yes. Hello, Alex. So what I want to try and bring to people's attention today is a post that Sane put up on Friday on the forum, but what he highlights is just go to YouTube, and Rockefeller basically Jay declared war on the Internet. The exact headline, hang on, let me grab this.
Yeah, I was listening to BBC Radio on XM driving into the office today, and they had the inventor of the Internet on there admitting, a British scientist, that they're already shutting down the original web, total censorship coming in now because they're taking over through banking fraud. They can't have us on the web.
Exactly. And the exact headline at Google is Jay Rockefeller, Internet should have never existed. If you go to YouTube right now and plug that in, that should pull it up. And that's him basically saying that they're going to pull the plug on it very soon. And the thread itself has a lot of evidence showing that they're gearing up, so that basically, you know, at this point, they've already had kind of their false flag with Marine One when you think about it. I mean,
yeah, claiming hackers got the data. Stay there. I'm going to put you on hold. Come back to all of your calls after this quick break. I'm Alex Jones, Infowars.com. Well, you can still visit it, and PrisonPlanet.com. See the Obama Deception online for free as well. It's free everywhere. Just Google the Obama Deception.
If you... Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
Good day. Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. March 20th, 2009. Gold opened this morning at $949.40. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $976.55, $488.27 for the half ounce, and $244.14 for a quarter ounce. That's $976.55, $488.27, and $244.14.
We've been hearing the USA has been spending money faster than tax collections. Now the government has published the document that sounds the alarm. That's right, the United States Government Accountability Office, the GAO, has published the long-term fiscal outlook document, clearly stating that the federal debt burden is spiraling out of control. This will directly affect programs like Social Security to FDIC's ability to insure bank deposits. Taxation and inflationary printing of the U.S. dollar are inevitable pressures facing the economy. Get this document free by calling 800-686-2237. The U.S. GAO has spelled it out in black and white. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Life Change Tea sets the standard. Have you heard on radio all the new teas with funny names, movie stars, celebrities endorsing these products and so on? Have you checked the results? Not the pictures of the bikini babes and such, but the results. Have you checked their pricing and the funky 3-month contracts and all that stuff? Have you checked the results? Oh, that's right, I said that. Did you check the ingredients and did you check for caffeine? Yeah. Life Change Tea is the real deal, not a new yippee-yay tea, but a tea if you drink it daily, it'll change your life, and it will clean your body. Our middle name is Results. You can pay more, and you can have a celebrity smile, or you can get results. Your call. Or should I say, make the call. Get the tea at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Order now for real results.
The new multipolar inline and portable water system, new from hempusa.org. Now you can restructure and degas your water supply from any source, rendering chemicals harmless to the human body by polarizing the molecular structure. Imagine a softer, smoother water with increased oxygen that helps the nervous system and brain. There are no filters to buy, and it can be taken anywhere, making it our number one new product from hempusa.org. This water system will descale all piping, hot water heaters, and appliances is due to heavy buildup of hard minerals. Detoxification may result with restructured water by easily entering the fine capillaries of the human body by dissolving stones and toxins. With extreme positive effects on plants, vegetables, and fruits, improved taste, color, size, and yield with approximately 30% less water usage. There are multiple sizes also available for farms and commercial use. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Oh yeah, we found the YouTube clip of in a Senate hearing, Senator Jay Rockefeller saying, hey, the Russians, the Chinese, some kid in another country can attack us through the internet. We got to shut it down. As the New York Times said 2 weeks ago, a new safer internet, Internet 2, where you won't have any free speech and there'll be a few thousand choices of corporate news and information. They're moving, folks. We're kicking their hind end right now. Good luck shutting the web down, boys. Go ahead and try. That is coming up a little bit later. Let's. Who was I talking to again just now? Caller-wise? I'd forgotten the name of who I was directly going to. Okay, Josh. I'm talking to Josh. In North Carolina. Josh, finish up your points.
Hey, yes, again, Alex. Great to be back with you. Yes, I was the one who, of course, was bringing to your attention Rockefeller coming out on Friday and formally announcing that they wish to end the web, so, and well, the net in general. So, basically, there's a thread on the Prison Planet Forum discussing this. There's a lot of evidence that they have been gearing towards this.
And no, they admit Internet 2, taxing the web, ending net neutrality, the headlines in Australia, Chinese-style Internet censorship. They're doing it. They're doing it.
Yep. They're doing it as we speak. And that is the thing. They are doing it now. This is happening now. We are moving to Internet 2, and as I'm... You know, as I point out on the forum here, you know, people are in the matrix. You don't, the average Joe doesn't care, you know, about his, you know, internet or how it works. It's like his TV.
And the elite don't care about him either. And
exactly.
And that's the amazing issue. Thanks for the heads up. I tell you, our listeners give us all these heads up. I remember 7 years ago learning about Internet 2. It's a consortium of private companies and governments who say openly, quote, the Internet's dead. They're going to hijack the web, kill its freedom, and give you a few thousand choices. They build it up, get everybody dependent on it, then they hijack it. It's kind of like these foreign companies do where we pay for the roads, the state builds them, and then the state gets paid off and hands the roads over to them and they put toll roads on them. I mean, it's happening now. Hey, look, the Obama deception. I put it out for free on the Internet last week. It went to number one on YouTube and Google. I mean, we're talking hundreds of thousands of views a day per video. There's a bunch of versions of it, a bunch of uploads of it. And they would just take us off the main page, the most viewed, the hottest, the most discussed pages. And you see videos with a tenth of the views we have that are up there on the main page because they want to suppress it. They want to control it. It's disgusting, ladies and gentlemen. And, again, there's a lot of crappy copies of it up on the web, people that uploaded it in bad quality. You Google Obama deception, the Obama deception, and it's the third or fourth link down. It says Obama deception high res, and it's changed to channel is the name of the YouTube version. It's 400 and something thousand views. Cruddy ones have more than that. We want to make that the number one video out there because if you're going to watch it, might as well see it in high quality. And the video that gets the most hits will go to the top of Google and other search engines. So, yeah, I make a $100,000 film. It's free. And this film shows people that Obama is controlled by the very same private banks that controlled Bush. This film is made for people that aren't awake yet. It's made for people to understand that Obama is a Judas goat, a betrayer. And it's got all the latest information in it. Sure, even if you know a lot of stuff about the New World Order, you'll learn some new things here. But it's designed to be given to people. It's designed for you to buy the DVD in high quality at InfoWars.com and make copies of it and wake up conservative and liberal friends. It shows them how they're all bought and paid for, how Bush and Obama's people worked together to craft the banker takeover bill known as the banker bailout, how they crafted it all. You need to see this or they'll keep fooling us with bait and switch with Republican Democrat. Okay, let's go to Brett in Montana. Brett, thanks for holding.
Hey, thanks for having me. Just two things I'd like to cover real quick. The first thing is that, you know, I've been really worried about people in my area not waking up. But just yesterday I saw a group of protesters, and I was just at a local food, health food store, and we ended up having a conversation, all the people in the store, about this war that they're having on you know, healthy food, and we're talking about...
They've got a bill that's about to pass that openly will ban all gardens, everything, and then I've got mainstream news out of major cities like Tulsa, Oklahoma, saying we're going to basically restrict you having your home garden because you can't be trusted to have one. You cannot make this up. They are the terrorists. They are the criminal bankers. And that's... Listen, there are Tea Party protests with thousands and tens of thousands in every city every week now. That's why they're teaching police protesters are terrorists, because they don't want the police and military figuring out their interest is the American people's interest in joining together. Because if we ever really take the government back, all these bankers like Bernanke and the rest of them and Paulson and Geithner are going to prison. We're the good guys, folks. That's the whole point. We told you what was going to happen. Go ahead.
Yeah, absolutely, and that's exactly the conversation that we were having, and it pretty much was wrapped up by a couple of older ladies saying that, well, I guess we are terrorists, and I guess I'm just going to have to be a good shot. And it was just so refreshing to know that there are people out there that are waking up. The second thing I wanted to talk about real quick is that I agree with you, and that this it seems that the speed of things are just gaining momentum.
Yeah, everybody's waking up, but the establishment's gotten scared and is moving against us right now, and I got the Army and everybody else on my tail, mainstream news.
So do you think that the Obama deception has sped things up even more?
Oh, absolutely, sir. There are over 100 uploads we found of it alone that have over 100,000 views apiece. So what's 100 times 100,000?
So
that's 10 million, baby. 10 million views in 1 week. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Any updated predictions for 09? You think this is...
Yeah, I think the government's going to stage terror attacks, get everybody to start loving the government again, the criminal, illegitimate government. I think they're going to continue to bankrupt the world economy by design, not because I'm making a prediction, but because the enemy admits what they're doing. Steve in Indiana. Steve, you're on the air.
Oh, hello.
Hi.
Yeah, hey, Alex. Yeah, I've been listening for a long time. Gosh, yeah, there's so much going on. It's overwhelming. Talk about terrorists. Yes, I have a pocket constitution. I'm proud of it.
That is in mainline FEMA documents, a terrorist document. They say the founding fathers are bad. Ron Paul supporters are bad. Lou Dobbs, I got a Southern Poverty Law Center intelligence report in. I showed it on the TV show Friday. It shows Lou Dobbs, his picture, says he's evil. I mean, just we're all evil. You don't like the bankers. You don't like the fact they have stolen trillions. You are a terrorist.
Well, it's unfortunate that these...
they're the terrorists. I mean, give me a break. They're the criminals.
Yeah, it's unfortunate that those...
Of course the bank robbers are telling the police, the people pointing out the bank robbers bad.
Yeah, it's unfortunate that their mindset is so screwed up compared to ours. I mean...
Did you hear the state police officer on the show Thursday that sent us one of the documents that's now mainstream news and confirmed? He said 90% of his highway, and he's a senior officer... 90% of his department knows the New World Order is real, and the government's own propaganda is what woke them up.
Yeah.
Because it says there's no New World Order, there's no foreign banks, the Federal Reserve isn't private. And then they go, wait, I know that's a lie.
Yeah. You talk about what you've said, you know, what you call psychological warfare crap. Yeah, I mean, big time. I mean, yeah, I'm as fired up as you are. I mean, I think it's a joke in the end. I mean, they have to be total morons to think they're going to get away with this.
Well, so far they are getting away with it. I mean, they've stolen $9.7 trillion and counting. Just absolute corruption everywhere, running rampant, doubling, tripling, quadrupling the size of government. I mean, the news I've got in front of me, it's all coming out. More of your phone calls. This is the second American revolution against tyranny.
Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of sea nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys, which have the capacity to actually unlock the genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. ProtoGrow's full-spectrum plant fertility means fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners who want to grow dirt cheap superfoods should visit the ProtoGrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
This year, many of us will have to make the tough decision on what to cut back on and what's essential as we prepare for an uncertain future. In these troubled times, one of the most important things your family can have is good health. Some of the contributors to poor health are parasites, viruses, toxins, and heavy metals. It's a documented fact. 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is now available to you from freshwaterorganics.com. A 2-month supply starts at just $17. FPP is so affordable, you can't afford to do without. Visit freshwaterorganics.com or call them toll-free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
Do you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt? Would you like to be out of debt in just 90 days using a system with proven and guaranteed results for over 15 years? Would you like to stop any mortgage foreclosure and have a written guarantee that would make most attorneys scream? Hi, I'm John Glia, the author of Winning the Collection Game and founder of Zero Debt in 90 Days. My Zero Debt Expert system has helped tens of thousands of people.
My wife was really skeptical, but she liked your written guarantees, and I'm glad we went with the program. Thanks to your system, John, we've got a fresh start and are debt-free, and it only took a few months.
And you don't need an attorney to get the benefits of my proven system. In fact, you can keep your cash. No need to negotiate with creditors or pay a percentage of your debt. Call my experts today at 800-477-9256 and ask for free information on how you can be debt-free in 90 days without making one payment to any creditor. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. The country is running out of food. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
In every case in history, when powerful elites take control of nations, they gut the economies, loot everything, and destroy the sovereignty and liberty. That's what freedom's all about, defending against banker takeover. That's what the Founding Fathers spoke about. It's now happened. And the criminals that run our government are completely illegitimate. Now, the protection of this nation has been taken away. The Bill of Rights and Constitution is in the toilet. We've got to get it back, ladies and gentlemen. And that means all of you have to get active and aggressive and speak out. And don't let the chilling effect of the establishment saying, if you talk about freedom, you're a terrorist and protesting is illegal and the American people are bad. No, it's the bankers that are bad. It's the bankers that claim they're above the law and run this country. I just played you clips of them in testimony saying they run this nation and they're above the law. They are not above the law. They are not God and they are not invincible. We're on the radio. More and more stations are picking up the show. We're resisting these people. And other folks are waking up. There's a huge awakening taking place. So as crazy as all the news is, the good news is folks are starting to wake up. George in Texas, you're on the air.
How you doing, Alex?
Good, sir.
Yes, and I was sitting there, you know, with those nuts, people, there's no outrage. I was watching on MyFox Houston that all the federal money that Texas got to secure the border is not going to the border.
Of course it's not. They want, Obama's announced and Bush wanted it, to legalize all the illegal aliens. That's their way to fix it, is to legalize it and further bankrupt the country.
Yes, and the other thing is I started passing out Obama deception. And believe me, I got a positive response because now it's confirming people's suspicions that they couldn't put
exactly.
A finger on it.
Exactly. It's all about the banker takeover. I knew what he was going to do because I had his executive orders. Look, the film is exploding because it's about exactly what's happening. And it destroys this whole ping pong back and forth between liberal and conservative as if the two groups don't work for the same syndicate.
Well, I just have to say thank you, Alex, for keep up the good work. And to the audience, we all encourage you that the InfoWar, your participation is strongly encouraging.
Absolutely, folks. I mean, look, The only hope we've got is to get the government back to discredit the bankers and to call for their imprisonment. And that's why they're trying to demonize us to the police and military. It isn't going to work. The people know you're the crooks. They used to deny their world government. Now they admit a new bank of the world that will control our currencies and tax the United States. Mainstream news. In fact, I'm going to get to that. It's in the stack. Got some other news I want to cover. But meanwhile, Obama's meeting with all these mayors and telling them to go back and announce martial law to fix the economy. See how they keep floating that everywhere? They're trying to sell you on military occupation of the United States. Alex in California, you're on the air.
How you doing, Alex? Good to talk to you. I spoke to you a few months ago regarding the story I wrote. It was linked up on InfoWars about the DUI checkpoints with the Marines in California.
That's right. You wrote a big mainstream story in the paper. We linked to it, and you talked to the Marines illegally running checkpoints for citizens, searching citizens' cars in California. Mainstream news. Tell folks about it.
Right. Well, just to give you a little background, I'm a freelance writer. I write for the Inland Empire Weekly, among other publications. I do.
Yeah, tell folks the article you wrote. It was a good one.
This story was about the DUI checkpoints out in San Bernardino, and it was on December 12th of last year. And at first, you know, I heard it on your show, and I thought it was a rumor. People were kind of trying to discredit.
Sir, if you hear it on my show, it's not a rumor. I had the state police press release from CHIPS. I had the local news reporters on. Marines armed at checkpoints searching Americans because they've been given orders to condition the public for military occupation. Go ahead.
Yeah, so I basically confirmed what you had already confirmed. I spoke to the Marines, I spoke to the CHP, I spoke to a local attorney, the radio station, TV station that covered it. It's all true, it really happened, but they're still being secretive about it. And there's actually a picture, I don't know if you, I can
see. Because it's a violation of federal law. Did you see the Houston Chronicle 2 days ago, and AP? Now,
no,
again, a week and a half ago with the mass shooting in Alabama, I said, troops are there, it's illegal. I had the colonel on. People said, oh, it's not illegal. They're in, it's illegal. It's in. It's illegal. Go ahead.
Right. Yeah, that's the main point I wanted to get across. So, you know, people can debate about it, but the fact of the matter is that it is illegal. It's a federal law that bans the military from doing these kinds of operations.
Because we know this is tyranny. And people are like, well, why are you against the military? Because they fight foreign enemies. They take over. They suspend the law. Martial law. Martial law. The bankers, if they think they're doing a trial balloon for martial law right now, all over the country, troops are popping up everywhere. They're putting, I had literally 50 articles the last 2 weeks with them placing regular army in every major police department. If they're able to sell this, they're going to go ahead and bankrupt us like Argentina. That, I have the IMF World Bank documents. They are going to do it. They are going to take everything you got, listeners. You think the economy's bad now. If these bankers decide that you're going to bend over to take it, they're going to move. They're like a bully or a criminal testing to see if they can get away with something. So I'm going to tell you right now, you better scream bloody murder, and you better stand up for the Republic, or the United States is falling. And don't you dare tell me I shouldn't get excited about freedom. People yell and scream about football games. They yell and scream about petty issues that don't matter, and they're called patriots. But you yell and scream about a bunch of foreign bankers taking over the country and robbing it, you're called a kook. No, I'm the sane person. Anybody that's got a problem with me, they're insane. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just want to add to your point, Alex. It's really scary. I'm truly frightened, but I'm just so tired of all these fake liberals and conservatives, you know, debating it and acting like it's not a big deal. I heard Rush Limbaugh a couple weeks ago, and he was openly talking about the FEMA camps, trying to say that same thing as Glenn Beck. He didn't know if they were real, but he was taking a different twist, kind of trying to...
I have all the bills. I have all the bills. I've had congressmen on. The House passed national compulsory service for military service. The House passed a national draft 4 days ago!
It's just unbelievably how sick this is, and I'm truly frightened. I just hope that everybody everywhere starts to wake up and realize what we're against. People definitely need to make their voices heard and wake up to this information. Like you said, it's all real. It's all true. We have no time to debate it anymore. It's openly out there for people to see for themselves. So I think people need to get out of their daydream, wake up.
Exactly. People think it's weird that I get upset. They're under a spell. It's weird if you're not upset about this. Sir, give folks the headline of the great article you wrote for the local newspaper so people can read it.
Perfect. It's in the Inland Empire Weekly. It's a free local magazine out in Southern California. It's ieweekly.com. The headline is Tangled Up in Blue. Got a lot of response.
It was the cover. It's like the Austin Chronicle. It's the cover.
Yeah, it's the cover. It's got a cool drawing. I got a lot of awesome response from actually military and police who were saying, you know, that if they were ever ordered to do this, that they wouldn't do it. So I think it's a positive thing if we can reach out to the people in the military and police and let them know, and a lot of them already do know, but if we can get them on our side, when and if this stuff goes down, you know, we'll have a better chance. And it's just truly frightening. I personally go through battles where I don't believe it, but like you said, I mean, it's openly out there. It's a fact. We're not living in 1984. It's really happening. So people need to pay attention to this stuff. It's really going on.
Good to hear from you. I want to be very clear about this. Folks, I began studying history when I was 12 years old because I discovered history books were more interesting than, you know, fiction. This is all that happens. The military always takes over under the control of some group of crooks. It happens everywhere, every time. It is incredibly rare to not have a nation taken over by a bunch of bankers in the military. You understand? This is the norm. It is happening. And I'm just a regular guy who discovered in the mid-90s that the military was covertly paying off police chiefs so they could bring in narcotics and all sorts of other crap. Okay? I discovered all of this. I learned about it and dug into it. And now I'm probably the leading expert on it. And when you know how hardcore this is, it's just so amazing to know this is happening. And all I want to do is try to turn this around. All I want to do is try to stop this. You know, in fact, I have it here in my stack. I meant to get to it. PrisonPlanet.com, but it links to the bill itself and Associated Press. House passes mandatory national service bill, and it talks about youth engagement zone, clean energy corps, education corps, health futures corps, veteran service corps, national civilian community corps. And let me read to you the actual subsection. It states that mandatory part of curriculum in all secondary schools served by the local educational agency in preparation for military force service. And then the nexus tying into that is already issued by the Department of Defense a month ago. Defense Department Directive 1404.10. Defense Department Directive 1404.10. Management retains the authority to direct and assign civilian employees either voluntarily or involuntarily or to an unexpected basis to accomplish the DOD mission. This is national draft, but with a domestic police state army. You understand what's happening? This is it. Stay with us.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
Companies continue to lay off thousands of people. Unemployment is the highest it's been in over 30 years. Statistics prove that in a recession, crime rates go up. Everyone needs something for that extra edge to prevent becoming a victim in these difficult and trying times. You need to prepare yourself with DPS pepper spray, available at MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray in the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world. Need something more? The Scorpion stun gun is a great way to take down a potential attacker. Mr. Defense also carries the largest selection of air tasers, knives, self-defense keychains, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Mention this ad and receive 10% off of your order and a free self-defense keychain. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 for all of your self-defense needs today.
Huh?
Do you have trouble sleeping due to sensations in your legs? You are not alone. Millions of Americans suffer from restless legs. Restless legs is a condition caused by the uncontrollable urge to move your legs. Signs include itching, pulling, tugging, and the feeling that bugs are crawling on your legs. If having restless legs is preventing you from getting the good night's sleep you deserve or is preventing you from enjoying life, you need Restulex. Restulex is an all-natural supplement that contains 74 essential vitamins, minerals, and herbs that you may not be getting in your diet. Restulex will help ease and comfort your restless legs within 24 hours and will allow you to go back to your regular routine without discomfort or embarrassment.
Call 888-4-FIT-LEGS. That's 888-434-8534. Or visit 4FITLEGS.com. That's the number 4FITLEGS.com. And ask how you can get Restulex for free today.
This year, millions of people will lose electricity. Ice storms, earthquakes, flooding, or hurricanes could leave you without power for days. Anyone that's ever been in a blackout knows that the first thing you need is a flashlight. That's why you need the Packlight. The Packlight is powered by a 9-volt battery and lasts up to 1,200 hours. It's so small, it fits right in your pocket and glows in the dark, making it easy to find when you need it most. One Florida customer says,
"My Packlight has lasted through 4 hurricanes in 2 years, over 30 days without electricity, and I'm still using the same battery."
The Packlight comes with a 25-year warranty, and prices start at just $12.99. It's time for you to be prepared with a Packlight. Visit us at 9voltlight.com. That's 9voltlight.com. Or call us today, toll-free, at 877-715-4448. That's 877-715-4448. 4448.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
My friends, you've been sold on the false left-right paradigm. These talk show hosts talking about issues of little or no significance. How do you think they'd introduce camps? Well, they're building camps for all the homeless, and the Army's going to run them. Oh, the Army's out helping to stop drunk drivers. You're not for drunks, are you? They're out helping, you know, run checkpoints and help car crashes. I mean, the Army's here. Oh, there was a shooting. The Army's here. The Army's here. And then meanwhile, the military itself, higher-level commanders, start going after their own people for committing crimes, and they're told, no, we're ignoring this law. I mean, look at this San Francisco Chronicle article. Obama plans huge pledge drive for his policies. President Obama, appearing on The Tonight Show, the first ever for a sitting chief executive, was only a small part of the president's so-called permanent campaign. A bigger move comes Saturday when Obama will talk to 13 million people on his campaign email list to go door-to-door to raise support for his agenda. See, it's being introduced as, oh, they're volunteers. Part of them are, but they want to conscript you. The House has passed a new draft, but the military decides whether you serve here or internationally. Now, the Senate hasn't passed it yet. By the way, we have that clip of Rockefeller saying, get rid of the internet, right? Do you have that queued up? I forgot to play that earlier. We'll play that later if you got it. I want to take a few calls here. The Pledge Project canvas is an unprecedented effort, finding out who a slave is or who isn't a slave, by a president to reach beyond Congress and tap grassroots supporters for help. Volunteers recruited online by Obama Organization for America, a post-election group that they run U.S. government PSAs for, by the way, to get members, will ask citizens to sign a pledge in support of the president's policies on energy, health care, and education. Those who pledge will be asked for their email address so Obama can keep in touch. This is just the beginning for us, said Jeremy Byrd, Deputy National Director of Organizing for America, in an online video for Obama supporters this week. The establishment in Washington won't welcome this new direction easily. Obama keeps saying he's anti-establishment. This is the establishment creating their own phony rent-a-ma, 13 million, who they want to go out and then double their numbers to 26 million people. And if they do that, it's over. We've got to counter them with the Obama deception, handing it out to them. That's why I made it, was to give it to them and explain that he's controlled. Analyst Marvel, technology and political analyst, Marvel at the potential of Obama's attempt to transfer successful campaign techniques and melding of street-level community organizing to new media tools to advance his policy. What Obama is doing is very new approach, said Lawrence Jacobs, director of the Center for Study of Politics and Governance at the University of Minnesota. The approach being during a campaign when Obama tapped in an array of social network tools. And it goes on to say that it's just, folks, this is classic fascism. It's exactly what Webster Tarpley says they're going to do in the Obama deception. And again, I want to tell you, Don't take this for granted. Just Google the Obama deception. And the third or fourth link, as it changes all the time, will say in high res, high quality. That's the one. Or just test the four links. You'll see which one is crystal clear. It's very clear. Very good for web video. Great encode that changed the channel. That's the name of the YouTube handle. God, send it out to everybody now, folks. We can fight them. The bankers know it's going to be unpopular, taking over, putting troops on the streets, gutting the country. And they want a bunch of idiots to run around cheerleading it, to basically go around and bully everybody into submission. This is what Mussolini, Hitler, Stalin, Mao, all of them did. Pol Pot, Fidel Castro. This is hardcore, un-American garbage. And they're running national PSAs with the Ad Council for Obama's private group with taxpayer money to produce the ads. This is the takeover. The bankers are going for broke. Will you let them win? Oh, my God, it's bad. It's bad. Sherry in Florida. Sherry, you're on the air.
Thanks for having me, Alex. How are you today?
Just, it's unbelievable to see the New World Order takeover happening. Open announcements of world government run by the banks. It's all happening. I'm just trying to warn the people.
I hear you. Hey, I work for a sheriff's department in Florida, and after listening to Stuart Rhodes this week on your show, it made me read the oath of office that I swore to. And to law enforcement out there, read your oath of office and read what you're swearing to, because it's not quite what I thought it was.
Are you guys getting all these federal reports demonizing patriots that are against the Federal Reserve?
You know, I look back through all of them. We do get bulletins about stuff to watch for. I never did see that one come through our department.
But is there other stuff demonizing people that are against the New World Order?
No, not really, because I listen to your show and I do look for stuff like that. And in our department, I haven't really noticed it.
Good. Let me ask you this. Are the officers, the deputies, starting to wake up to what's happening?
No. Not
oh, man.
No, I'm kind of an outcast because I do talk about it, and I ask them outright, oh, are you going to go take guns when they ask you to? And they just kind of look at me like, oh, like that's going to happen.
Well, did you hear the state police officer on saying 90% of his people he works with are white?
He's lucky. I envy him because the people I work with, just they're in denial. They just don't think anything's going to happen.
It's already happening. The economy's in free fall. I mean, the bankers are destroying everything by design. I mean, can you believe Obama wrote the bailout plan that's now admitted and literally wrote the loopholes for CEO bonuses and then says he didn't know about it when they wrote it?
Well, it's all rhetoric, Alex. It's all just campaign rhetoric.
Yeah, that's what he says. Every time he gets caught lying. Good to hear from you, and God bless you, ma'am. Let's go ahead and talk to Zach in Nebraska. Zach, you're on the air.
Oh, hi, Alex. My question's about all the increasing inflation that we see. Will that increase house prices, or will the house prices continually drop?
No, you're going to have a depression in the real economy, so you won't have a job, but then things will cost more. It's never before happened except in third world countries. It's called hyperstagflation, the very worst thing that can happen economically. It is the worst thing. It's just it'll make the Depression look like a Tea Party. But the bankers won't go all the way. If they decide the people have woken up, they'll back up. But they're so greedy that if they think we're going to buy it, they'll go all the way.
All right. Okay. Well, thank you.
Thank you. I'm trying to find this article I had about water rationing. Oh, my gosh. Good to hear from you. Let's go ahead and take another call here. Billy in New Jersey.
Hello, Alex.
Hey, Billy.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
I have a question about vaccines and stuff, but I actually wanted to plug my cousin's charity. And what I have to say about vaccines is I find it interesting that the main cause of autism is because of the vaccines and the Thimerosal, yet the government doesn't cover any equipment or medication to, you know, fix that autism or, like, at least make some of it go away. So my cousin's charity is actually called Tyler's Gift, and what it does, it covers medicine and equipment that insurance companies and the government does not pay for. And I know a lot of people right there out there who have autistic children and who may be autistic, you know, really have low.
Well, I mean, CDC is all these people are dying that are taking the Gardasil shot. And the corrupt government now says, before they said melamine in milk was bad, now they say melamine's good for you. Before they said mercury was bad, now they say it's good for you. I'm not kidding. You can Google that and watch mainstream newscast. And then now they're, all these girls are dying that are taking this or having been paralyzed, but so what? It's good for you. Fire out the website.
The website is www.tylersgift.com.
Okay, good to hear from you. You got to jump to more calls. Arthur in Kansas City. You're on the air, Arthur. Thank you for holding.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, how you doing? First of all, I just want to tell you, man, you'll be blessed for your deeds because the things you speak on are righteous, you know what I mean? And for those who are trying to be, things they're trying to be, who are sneaky, I think they was born like that and they just now able to be able to act on what they soul possess, you know what I mean? On another situation in regards to the economy, you know, if we don't have no legs to stand on, you ever seen that picture of the, you know, a symbol of the world with legs and arms?
Yeah.
Man, we on one leg, you know what I mean, with a sprung ankle. So if everybody is, you know, our protection is somewhere else, you know what I mean, and the things that's going on in this world, I don't even feel protected. You know what I mean? I'm not worried, you know what I'm saying, because ultimately those people that's doing that dumb stuff, they still got to, you know what I mean, answer to God. On another note, you know what I'm saying, you have common sense. The key to life, you know what I'm saying, it's common sense. We all have it, but I think they forgot we have it. You got four quarters in the dollar, like winter, summer, fall. You had, you know, when God gives us the power of choice to live on our own, you had where you were, where you at, where you trying to go, and where you going to be. Okay, that's changed. It's where you were, where you at, where they want us to go, and it looked like where we going to be because it's too much faultiness for things to turn around. I don't think you can just clean
absolutely,
up like that.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I appreciate your call. That's it for calls. I'm sorry to all other callers. Call me back tomorrow on the weekday show or next Sunday. But the point here is the globalists want to destroy economies, to domesticate you, to institutionalize you, to get you under their control. They want a total government takeover controlled by offshore banks. They want to bankrupt the economy, to consolidate the wealth, and domesticate the population. Their own documents admit it. The globalists brag about it. They are eugenicists. They are totally ruthless. And you've got all these naive people thinking the system cares about them and believing all the PR and hype. Folks, you better grow up and realize how serious things have gotten, how late in the hour things really are. You know, that's why I make a $100,000 film and then put it out for free, because money doesn't matter, folks. All that matters is we get the truth out, though I do need money to make the next film, so please buy the high-quality DVD at InfoWars.com of the Obama deception or call 888-253-3139. But that doesn't matter. Spread the word about this radio show. Get the free copies that are on the web. Google the Obama deception. Change the channels, the name of the channel on YouTube. It's the best encode up there I've seen for free. Spread that link out to everybody. Get aggressive. Realize the incredible power you have and take on the new world order, the Obama deception. I want it all over the web. It's already super viral. Number one video out there. Great job, crew. God bless you all.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Did you miss your favorite shows on GCN today? Thanks to the continued support of our listeners, subscribers, and sponsors, we are proud to bring the GCN audience a new and exciting way to listen called On Demand. Available on GCNLive.com, On Demand plays each show continuously until the next time the show goes live. It's simple to use. Just go to GCNLive.com, click on the On Demand button, and find your favorite shows. Don't get discouraged. Get On Demand. Free. Thanks again to the listeners at GCNLive.com. We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.